The regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District is called session. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, if Dr. Rigi would be so kind.
As you pledge to our flag, let us keep in mind men and women that serve in the armed forces that protect our freedom. Our flag is bright in color, brilliant in courage, and firm faith to these as ours is to pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson.
Here.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Ryan.
Here.
Director Chavez is here.
Here. Okay, moving on to the adoption of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. Board of Directors may allow additional input during the meeting. A 3-minute time limit on remarks is requested. I don't have a card for anybody to speak, so I assume that nobody can speak. Okay. Moving on to the minutes. Do I hear motion to approve minutes? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Demands and general fund account, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, just quickly, total demands for the month of almost $877,000. That is on the...
$889,000?
Oh, I'm starting with that. That's for the purchase water principally, $450,000, $451,000, and $452,000 purchase water funds. And then almost $890,000 for the other items. Major ones include our first payments for Coolidge and Sons. The contractor is putting the pipe on package 2, $6156, $181,000 Pacific Tank. Continue to make progress there on the tank, about 50% complete in West Virginia. Stetson Engineer, $16147, significant invoice for the work done in January. A good part of that was for the project management support and engineering support on the direct reuse. Sanitation districts of Los Angeles County, $16150, came in at a little over $69,000 for an agreement the district entered into with county sanitation in 2008 for membrane research. And Pacifica Services, $16101, about $46,000 for construction management services. Those are the big ones.
All right. Any discussion on the motion on the demands?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
There was a motion to move. I didn't hear a second before we go into discussion.
Second.
All right. Yes, sir.
I approve, Mr. Chairman, except for demand number 16,152. And speaking of the sanitation districts, which we just did, somebody from the SAN district said that our 10,000 acre foot contract to eventually develop that as a local water supply is no longer valid, that it's run out, it's lapsed. That sand district told me that, and I just wanted to find out about that.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the contract terms through 2017. That contract started in 1998. So it is coming to term. I have been told by county sanitation staff that there is a clause in that contract that if you don't use, well, you get to use what you used last year. And since we've been using zero, they're saying we get zero. Respectfully, we disagree with that, and we're going through that discussion now.
No.
Okay, so it's arguable, but we think we've got a 20-year contract. And with about 7 years to go. Okay, thanks.
Okay, anybody else? Seeing none, and there is a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And please note that Mr. Robinson is
did not vote in favor of 16.52. Is that correct, Mr. Robbins?
16.52.
Yeah, okay. Moving on to item number 7, financial statement. Chapman.
Yeah, just quickly in summary, operating expenses to date through March 31st, $21.7 million. With operating revenues of $23.4 million, with a favorable activity for operations of about $1.7 million. So through the third quarter, we've been able to turn things around. Looks good. $7.3 million in capital expenditures. Capital program revenue is $1.5 million. So we do have a drawdown of cash to the cash flow, but we expect about $3 to $4 million to come in through the state revolving loan fund system by the end of the year.
What I'd like to, and thank you very much, is to see where we are now versus last year. Ever since you've come on, I think that we've shown a substantial decrease in terms of expenditures, and we've really been a little bit more cautious with our money. I'd like to see if we could have something like that at our next board meeting to show where we're,
sure,
you know, where we're cutting back. Well, we'll receive and file the financial statement unless there's some discussion by the directors. If not, we'll receive and file. Moving on to the action items, starting with action item 8A, which is the appointment of the upper district to the Joint Powers Authority and San Gabriel Council of Governments. Mr. Chapman, did you have anything you wanted to talk to on that? I know we talked about the Council of Governments. Is anybody interested in going to the council? I am the current representative there, but I'm willing to step down, so.
Just as you said, this is the district's appointment to the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments. We actually sit on a JPA that was formed specifically to share that responsibility among Three Valleys, San Gabriel Valley,
right,
Municipal Water District, and Upper District.
Nobody wants to, though. I've been on it, but somebody else wants to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is kind of a historical mistake. I don't think our mission really is compatible. San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments is an important agency, but not for us. And I don't think we need any presence at all. And if we're members, we should let our dues lapse and just go our separate ways.
Dr. Capello?
Let me tell you how important it is that the last meeting, they had a meeting, and I was at an event with some of the important team on the mayors were there. And they came to me and they said, we don't understand what Upper District's doing with GRIP. We discussed it last night. There was no representation there. And so I think it is important.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve Dr. Fellow. So yeah. Thank you, Dr. Fellow.
No, I'll second that. I think that's Dr. Capello would be an excellent, given his background as a former mayor, former council member.
Thank you, David. Yeah. Anybody else?
Okay, Dr. Capello, you're it. All right, moving on to, do we need a vote of the board?
Moved by unanimous consent.
Unanimous
hearing
consent.
No objection.
Okay, unanimous consent.
Yeah, Mr. Trevino, if we could back up for just one moment and consider item 7B, quarterly report regarding district investments, just for the minutes purpose of to receive and file. Each quarter, Evelyn, our chief financial officer, prepares this report for us, and the treasurer certifies that. As stated here, as of March 31, a little over $18.9 million in cash and investments, the majority of that being with Lake. So, this is a matter of record.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you very much, Evelyn. You're doing great work for us. Thank you. Okay, moving on to funding item 8B, funding for Water Conservation Public Outreach Event. And the admin committee met on that, and Mr. Rice, do you have a comment on it?
Go ahead and report. As noted in the committee's minutes, I did a report on proposals from Media Marketing Services for the annual Waterfest event, and also a proposal for another event, Agua de Verano. The committee discussed both proposals and landed on continuing to invest in the Waterfest event only to be held at Arcadia County Park. But there was also discussion about beginning with that, then rotating the event through the five districts.
Mm-hmm.
And staff was given direction to then go out and find five potential locations and bring that back in a report to the board for consideration.
I would like to comment on that. I think it's only fair that it be rotated among the five directors. If you so want it, you know, some directors might not want it in their service area or their district. But I think it's only fair, and given the fact that Director Chavez have been asking for it, I would make a motion. I don't know if that's appropriate right now. That the next one be held in La Puente, in Director Chavez's district. I think it's La Puente, right?
Or third division.
Or third division. Somewhere in third division.
Directors are going to give input and find the sort of location for the water post.
Good. That's a good point.
Okay. So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? I'm sorry.
Moved or seconded?
I made the motion.
Okay.
No. Second.
Second.
Okay. Uh-huh. Any discussion on this? You know, this just means that we're going to have these water fests being rotated, and you know, obviously the logistics is going to depend on our consultant to handle the logistics of that. It's not always an easy thing to do, but I think they're up to the task.
Did the motion include a cost of the proposal?
Is there a cost right now on the
there will be three options.
No, well, it's to adopt the recommendation of the admin committee.
Okay.
Yes. That works.
That works.
Clark, you want to restate it so it's clear?
Well, I'm looking for the admin proposal for
$64,000. Right, $64,000. To approve water from 2011, proposal at a cost of $64,400.
And to also direct that the next water fest be in board member Chavez's district.
But not to be, will not be held on August 6, 2011. But it would be held in 2012 because we did decide that we can't have both of them in one year.
Do 1 year.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we're gonna it's to basically it would to continue approve option one, which is continue have this year's Arcadia.
Right.
And then to include the request that the next would want to us we have the
in division to the
three.
Three.
Right.
All
right. That's true.
So there will be one water fest this year. It'll be in Arcadia as usual. Next year it will be held in Division 3 at location to be designated by the director represents that area. That's pretty clear. And the cost of this water fest of 2011 is a cost of $64,400.
So, Mr. President, just one question. On the water fest in Arcadia, it still has ran about over $100,000 this year. So $64,000. The proposal for La Puente only shows $41,000. Is my division going to be only half the size because it's in La Puente?
No.
It's a regular water fest.
It'll be a regular water fest. What happened here is, and you're absolutely right. You know, the consultant who does the water fest in Arcadia, perhaps I can have her say something about this because. The water fest in Arcadia has run about 80,000. Is that correct?
If I may, Mr. President, there's two numbers we're talking about. The proposal for Media Market Services is $64,400. That is inclusive of all costs that the district incurs for an event, which then includes advertising and giveaways. When you add all that in, Director Chavez is correct, and I believe the number. Last year was about $110,000. Yeah, water fest is anticipated to be $110,000.
But I remember you did bring in some additional monies or some.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, we did. We're using about $36,000 in sponsorship.
Right.
The year before we bring in about 40, but last year kind of hard because we can't spend. So we're trying. We need more sponsors. I would love to hear if you do that. You know, we have been working on that every year. And I guess to the topic question is when I came in with the second one that I did for La Puente, we felt like it was there because that was that it was doing another one, like a secondary one. So that's why
next year, right?
It's not going to make it through 2013, and I think with the direction from the board and permission is what I will work with, you know, either the chairman and the general manager to work with each director to choose a place, a venue, and not to repeat a picture of the venue, and the people that are here, people who rotate, the location we have to really start early, to see the plan. So I would like to speak to, you know, the director Charles, you know, and the possible after this guide has been approved.
Okay. The only question I have is what was the amount that we approved for Waterfest for this year? $64,000, is that correct?
Yeah, it's the approval for the proposal. It's a bit of a unique situation because, as Ms. Corn is pointing out, there's lead time involved, mm-hmm. and this event is in October, and we haven't approved the budget effective July 1, but she and her firm need to get started now. So the $64,400 is like approving a, not a contract, but a proposal of a not-to-exceed amount to do all the logistics, the tents, the food, the catering, all of that. Mm-hmm. For that event. So we have to start now to get that in place and up and running in October.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Let's go for a roll call vote on this motion. The motion is to move ahead with the Waterfest in Arcadia this year. Next year, it'll be rotated starting with Division 3. And if the amount is not fixed, if the amount is $64,400. And then we've got a proposal of $41,000 for Álvaro Verano, which is the beginning of the, but it says 2011, that's where it's confusing.
No. So we have three options, right?
Yeah.
Admin committee. Right. We move to approve option one for this year, which is just to go ahead and stay with Waterfest for Arcadia.
So we're just saying option one.
Right. Yeah. Option one, but we're also through the direction to be able
right.
to, you know, start the policy of how we get rotated. Director Travis is
okay, so the motion will be that we approve Waterfest 2011, so we remain in Arcadia at a cost of $64,000, which is option one, $64,400. Roll call vote, Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson.
I oppose.
Director Fellows. Yeah. Director Chavez.
No.
Director Rice.
Yes.
President Trino.
Yes. Okay, moving on. Item number C, discussion regarding the annual fiscal year annual report and the Pinto Morales communications contract. Also, that went to the admin committee, and I believe that Mr. Rice, you want Mr. Chapman to report on that, or do you want to?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The committee discussed the draft 09-10 annual report and the Pinto Morales communications contract. And direction was given to hold off on issuing the report. It's the first annual report that the district has prepared, and to then issue it as a 2010-11 report. And then following the discussion, the committee also gave direction to reduce the proposed contract extension amount from $135,000 to $95,000, a reduction of $40,000, and to extend the contract to June 2012.
Any discussion on this?
Yes, as we discussed in there, extensively, we looked at the cost and the money that's already been paid, and we came to an agreement to be able to reluctantly move on and approve the contract for another year, but to cut it down by $40,000 to the very essentials.
Okay. Any other discussion on this?
Yes, Mr. President, what was the original amount?
The original amount that was being asked for was what, $135,000?
The original amount that was requested, the extension, or the original contract amount?
The original contract amount. Which one is it?
Contract amount.
Well, the comment was it was pared down to the bare essentials. What was the pared down from?
$135,000. Down to $95,000.
And the reason for that?
There were some things in the proposed scope that we could cut back on, potentially by bringing in some staff to do the additional work and putting that additional work on that staff.
individual amount, so. That's fine.
Roll call vote.
Director Roberts.
No.
Director Carter. 795. Director Chavez.
No.
Director Roberts.
Yes.
President Trevino.
Yes. So let the record reflect there was two no votes and a 3-2 vote. Same as the last recommendation, or same as the last roll call vote.
All right. Also reflect that the motion is to extend the existing contract from June 30th, 2011, with the additional amount of $95,000.
All right, moving on to discussion regarding upper district policy. Mr. Chairman, report on that?
Yes, okay. Yeah, we've been working with staff, also with Sergeant Sherry Rosen, who was here with us this evening, to assemble all of the district's existing policies into a common format that we're referring to as this policy manual, and also to add several new policies that were not in place that are just enumerated here: ethics policy, general manager authority and duties, three on purchasing for materials and supplies, professional services and construction projects, and then a whistleblower policy. Ms. Rojo met with four of the five directors individually, walked through the draft policy manual with them, took their comments, and then redistributed that set of comments, and that is what is now proposed here is the draft policy manual for the district that I recommended to the admin committee that we go ahead and adopt at this point. This will be a living document, so as changes and new policies come forward, we will then incorporate them at least on an annual maintenance basis, if you will. We've even since received some changes and suggested changes from directors since that first round of comments, and we'll be bringing those back to the committee through a board letter in short order. So,
okay. Gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
I'm going to make a motion to approve, and I want to commend Sherry. I think it's just well done, the way it's formatted and how it's going to be put together. And it's something that was really unique. Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, I accepted that. And also, Chair of our thanks to Sherry for doing a fantastic job. I think it's something that unfortunately didn't exist, but now we're moving forward to putting something together. So, essential areas of ethics policy. So, fantastic things that just need to be written down and reform the district in the new direction they're going. With that, I happily second it.
All right, roll call.
Well, I'll make a. We're not ready to vote yet.
Huh? Who said that?
I did.
I thought I already called for the vote, sir. You're out of order.
I want to
roll call vote.
Substitute vote motion.
You want to do what?
I want to make a substitute motion.
A board member can make a substitute motion.
All right.
I mean, the reason these are on the agenda is so we can discuss it, not just make a motion.
But you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait for the last minute. You got to just make your issues concerned.
I was just waiting until the person that seconded the motion finished his statement. So, I believe that this.
It's a substitute motion.
Well, we're waiting. I believe.
Well, my motion is to approve the policy changes in part, approving only section 3.1, general manager authority and duties, and section 3.4, purchasing policy professional services. The reason is, as long as state, federal, and county law is adequately enforced, all these, this further elaboration, I think, will get us into more disputes and cause us more problems than if we just were silent. And I believe that 3.14 and 3.4 and 3.1 is a move forward, but I can't vote for it all in total. So my motion is to approve the manual changes recommended in 3.1 and 3.4 only.
Is there a second on Director Robinson's motion? Seeing none, it dies. Okay, moving on to the original motion. Roll call vote.
Director Robbins?
No.
Director Farrell?
Yes.
Director Childs?
Aye.
Director Rice?
Yes.
President Trevino?
Yes. All right, moving on to item number E, letter E. Discussion regarding adoption of Resolution 511-497 endorsing a Water Smart Advanced Treatment Pilot and Demonstration Project. Director, Mr. Chapman. This is a water policy thing, but all the water policy, you were more than welcome to deal with those.
Darn it, I thought I had a vote. as we heard before, the Water Policy Committee on the 27th, we, as a matter of applying for grants to USDR, sometimes the state, any granting agency asks the requesting agency to formally profess that they're serious and that they have the matching funds, et cetera. And that is us. So what we have here are two resolutions. One is for the Water Smart Advanced Water Treatment Pilot and Demonstration Project grant application. And the other is for system optimization. The system optimization grant, if we receive it, will partially fund the integrated resources planning effort that is coming up here on your agenda. And the treatment pilot and demonstration project will, of course, partially fund a pilot demonstration project that we're going to partner with LA County Sanitation on.
Any questions for the general manager? Seeing none, do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Very good. Item F, Mr. Chapman.
Was that 5-0?
5-0.
Did you announce the vote? Announce the vote when we vote, okay, so we all know. Just a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
Item F, moving it?
Yes, moving it, yes.
Another item heard before, water policy. This is an award of a professional services contract for pipeline design services for a not-to-exceed amount of $279,000 to Tetra Tech Incorporated, and this is for Package 3, HQB Package 3. So this was competitively solicited. I believe we had six respondents. Is that right, Linda?
Three respondents.
Okay.
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
I would like to make a motion to approve.
Second. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Let the record reflect, Mr. Robinson, it was a 5-0 vote, sir.
Thank you.
Item H, like in Harry.
Same exercise, another award of...
I strike that. I'm sorry, item G.
G, sorry.
Alphabet. I know. I'm in a hurry.
Thank you. An award to Lee and Rowe for a not-to-exceed amount of $255,146 for engineering design services on package 4.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I want to say something as we... I'd like to make sure that any one of these companies that was not successful has an opportunity to come and be debriefed.
Mm-hmm.
Find out where they could have done better, what they could have done to increase their chances of being more competitive. I think it's important, and you and I talked about it at the committee meeting. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of them and I will be available to do that. It only improves the process moving forward.
Absolutely. Okay.
Mr. President, there was, as the general manager was stating, there was a couple of proposals that came in. Who were the other companies
The proposals received on package 4 were from Lee & Rowe, Tetra Tech, RBF, and CH2M Hill HDR. This is on page 2 of board letter 8G.
And the subs aren't listed on here?
No, they're not. I don't believe there were any subs.
The prime designers, these were the prime designers. Mm-hmm. As far as subs, the only ones that participated in the geotechnical survey, the prime design firms, and those were not listed as part of the approval. The majority of the work will be done by the prime designers.
Any other questions? There was a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Let the record reflect. It was 5-0. Moving on now to item 8. Discussion regarding the development of IRP plan or integrated resource plan.
Yeah, the integrated resources plan, I've been talking about this for a while now. I'm very excited to get this started. This will be a stakeholder process, several workshops with the producers, the board, other interested stakeholders, folks like the Water Resources Group from COG. This is a professional services contract award to Camp Dresser and McKee, the successful respondent, for a not-to-exceed amount of $222,950.
So I'll be looking for this.
Second.
Director Robinson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I've changed my mind on this from what we discussed in the Water Problems Committee. I just feel that if we spend the money and do a plan, perhaps the board won't even follow the plan, and this is just another study, and I don't think examining the budget and, heck, even the expenditures at this very meeting, this can be a way to cost save, so I'll be dissenting on this.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Ms. Brooke, only that looking at the proposals, I probably would have favored another firm to do this project, such as HDR. So I'll be voting against this item.
Any other discussion? What was your objection? I didn't quite get that record.
I said I liked the proposal from HDR, and I would have supported that. And that's not the motion. So I'll be voting against it.
Roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
Director Robbins.
I oppose.
Director Fellows.
Yes.
Director Shavis.
No.
Director Rice.
Yes.
No. Let's take your time. We'll have another look at it. Okay. Okay, moving on to item I. Discussion regarding water use efficiency master plan.
Yeah, the water use efficiency master plan will help us understand better how to spend our money on achieving the 20% by 2020 objective. This is an award to A&M Technical Services. We sent this out, I believe, eight firms, Linda?
Seven firms.
A&M Technical Services was the only respondent. This is very specialized work. We do a lot of statistical analysis, and they dominate this particular sector in this particular type of work. I am just professing why I suspect nobody else responded on it. And so this is an award of $199,694. Looked at some of the other water use efficiency master plans done by other member agencies, and this is well within the ballpark of that. Upper District is one of the few metropolitan member agencies that does not have a water use efficiency master plan. So this is a very important effort for us to put together with the integrated resources plan.
It does have a bearing since we did on the integrated resource plan. What's the connection here?
This will be delayed until we either approve the, in the opinion of staff and myself, the most qualified respondent for the integrated resources plan, which was also going to provide the statistical demand forecast, and you have to have that demand forecast before you can start doing the water use efficiency work. So I still support and recommend approving the water use efficiency master plan, but the work will have to wait until we reconsider the integrated resources plan.
Okay. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. 5-0. Committee reports, we just went through them right now. Anything on the committee reports, Mr. Chapman?
No. Not anomalous. Any of the course, the directors like to ask.
Is there anything you want to add, directors, on the committee reports? Okay, seeing none, items move from consent calendar. Nothing? Okay, consent calendar. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Information items. Any information items, Chapman?
No, there were a few things left here. In my better judgment, I wrote an op-ed piece and actually made it in the paper.
I thought it was pretty good.
I want to share that, and these are also in my written report. So we did receive the San Diego Valley Council of Governments Watershed Stewardship Award, and we received their second annual award for the Watershed Stewardship Program. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Attorney's report.
Nothing to report this evening.
Engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the purposes of the board and obviously for the purposes of the audience, we do provide the engineering report in writing. And I'll just point out that attached to the engineer's report, there are a couple of attachments that are kind of interesting right now. One of them being rainfall, where the rainfall published today shows average rainfall. It shows last year, and then in the dark shows this year. It's kind of an interesting chart showing that rainfall is about 130% of normal. And then also, as I know the general manager's reported several times, the key well is also shown as an attachment, and you'll notice that we are still trying to track a little bit of vertical on our key well, so we're still going up, which is good. From the engineer's report, the Baldwin Park key well, as of the 29th of April, was at 232.1 feet, which is well within the 200 to 250 operating range. It's still rising at about half a foot a week. We're working with, the staff here and Water Master in our office is working with the county to get as much water as we can in the spreading rounds. Just for information purposes, since the key well hit the historic low back at the end of the end of 2009, about 43 feet has been added to the key well, which includes about 80,000 acre feet of imported water. That amounts to almost 350,000 acre feet being added to the basin, which is obviously very significant. So things are looking good there. Canyon storage has actually come up over the last couple of months with the rainfall and the county's ability to pull water out of the local reservoirs. While we've still got significant inflow coming into the reservoirs, we're now about 88% of capacity and almost 84,000 acre feet in storage. I mentioned rainfall. Total rainfall 19.74 inches, which is about 134% of normal. If we don't get any more rainfall, which we're not really expecting much more rainfall, it'll be about 130% of average by the end of the year. Last year was about 110%. From a water quality perspective, I'm not going to talk about USP3 imported water deliveries. I know Shane has that in his general manager's report. Water quality during April, 34 wells were tested and sampled under the Title 22 program. During March, 28 wells were sampled under the same program, and our office did not receive any public notices of wells shut down due to water quality. No public notices. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for the engineer? All right. Seeing none, move on to the general manager's report.
Yeah, you have my written report, and I just do want to point out under conservation and education another successful watershed restoration event that was able to be rescheduled. It had been canceled by the Forest Service for the bad weather earlier in March, road conditions, et cetera, up in the canyon. Approximately 290 attendees, some 600 trees. So it's a very popular event, did very well. I mentioned the work in COG, and I did just want to mention, I didn't put it in the report, but remiss, I attended the services for Mr. Ponstetz on Friday. Very nice service attended by many from the water sector.
Thank you. I got to tell you, I really like the water supply conditions that you set out the little graph.
I just steal it from Metropolitan.
That's great. Anything we can get to steal from Metropolitan, I'd be happy.
good stuff.
Metropolitan report.
Okay, and that will be in session next week. We probably, Mr. Chavez, should have a legislative meeting. We are going to take up support 48467, which was by Assemblyman Ng, which deals with safe drinking water and water quality. And we should probably do something with that. Thank you.
The next board meeting after your committee report? After your committee?
Yeah, I already wrote a letter of support from Upper District for 8467.
Oh, good. Okay. Water quality report.
Yes, Mr. President, a couple of items. On April 19th, the board met, held a workshop regarding the draft budget for fiscal year 2011-2012. Right after the workshop, the authority held a public hearing regarding that issue and took input of the people that were in attendance. The board also adopted the draft 406 plan for 2011, which is an annual plan that the agency is required to adopt. And then regarding the committee meetings, they have been changed due to the conference in Aqua. The administrative committee will be meeting on Tuesday, May 17th. The engineer committee will be meeting that same day at 1 o'clock, an hour after. And then the next WQA meeting will be held on the 24th, a week after. So all those committee meetings are meeting a week after. And lastly, I wanted to show you a logo, if you can figure out what this is.
That's the Water Quality Authority's logo.
It's the WQA, only because you knew that. It's basically a triangle, circle, and a triangle. The legislative committee has took upon itself to redesign the logo for the WQA so it could actually look like a W, Q, and A on there. So there's been six proposals that have been provided, and the committee will make a recommendation to the full board at its next meeting. And that's the report.
All right, thank you. Water Master Report, Mr. Chapman, you were at the Water Master Report, and we did talk about some things. Here.
Yeah, they had a report from the Basin Water Management Committee that had what I thought was a very productive meeting I had attended on the various opinions that the producers and Water Master staff and some Water Master Board members hold about the best approach to setting the operating safe yield. Other than that, nothing of note comes to mind.
And we'll deal with the operating safe deal tomorrow.
Correct.
All right, Director's comments, starting with Director Chavez.
Only regarding the with the water fest, I voted against it. Once again, 3 years in a row, I requested that this board take action and rotate it. I suggested like once a park. I suggested Morgan Park and Baum Park. The board has not taken upon any action in the last 3 years. The proposal tonight was suggesting to move it to Division 3 next year, which will be 4 years, and until it actually happens, I'll believe it then. I'm also concerned about the budget that it looks like it's only about half or a third of what the original budget is for Acadia. And I think it's unfair that when it comes to La Puente in my division, something always happens there. So that's my thoughts.
Mr. Burns?
Nothing to report. I just wanted to present a certificate received from the City of Duarte and Duarte's promise for our sponsorship again of their drought tolerant funds in the program. We're really happy about that. And also just to recognize three directors from Valley County Water, Mariana Lake, Margarita Vargas, and Lona Pacheco. That's it for me.
Okay. Mr. Robinson.
Yeah. We've been discussing moving the Water Fest for 12 months already. And I mean, there's a whole year's notice. I would have voted for the proposal to hold the Water Fest option 2 in Off Puente, but I mean, we discussed moving it for 12 months and nothing's
ever seems to happen, so I'm a little disappointed in that. Additionally, I think the board, drought has been declared over and Metropolitan's allocation plan has been suspended. I think the board should, I don't know whether this is a future agenda item or we can do it just by consensus. We should write a letter to Metropolitan Water District asking them to bring back the long-term storage discounted water program. Met's budget is tight. That's an understatement. And they need the money, and if we had a discounted seasonal storage or long-term storage program, that would help us. All the state's reservoirs are full now, and that would help us. I think instead of storing in water in Lake Mead or in the Kern Water Bank, it's better to store in the Southern California's groundwater basin. So that's either a consensus item. It seems fairly non-controversial to do that, but because I think all of the purveyors in our area would welcome discounted water if Met offered it, and our groundwater basin could always use another few feet of discounted water. So that's my comment, or a future agenda item, either one.
Right. Dr. Fellow?
Thank you. I've been thinking for a long time. Years ago, this board used to hold meetings in our city. It was located. There were basically workshops. It was a production, you know, video. And I'm thinking maybe we should start thinking about doing this again. And in the fall, as soon as we know what's going to go on, particularly with the Bay Delta area, I think it might be a good educational tool to start teaching the public that something has to be done up in that area. But something to think about maybe for fall or after that, and not to rush, but something we used to do is very successful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. My comments are that I agree with Sir Ecker Fellow. So we need to have a presence out in the community, in our respective communities. I think it's important. Obviously, we can't do it right now since we don't have the staff to really handle that type of logistics. We are moving, and that's obviously priority number one. We have a very, very important position to fill, which is the general counsel position. I really want to do a state of the district address. I think the public needs to know what we're all about and what we're doing. I have moved that over to September. We were going to do it in June, but we decided I think September would be more appropriate, given the fact that we are moving, given the fact that we are going to hire more staff, given the fact that we have a new general counsel coming on board, and it'll take time for him or her to get up to speed. So, and I agree with you. We need to. We should be out in the community. I agree with Director Powers. The move to his division or to Division 3 and the other divisions has been long overdue. Unfortunately, our consultant can't move that fast. Otherwise, I would have supported doing it somewhere else. But she, in our committee meetings, it would take too much time, and she's already got the ball rolling on Arcadia. But I do think that every director should have an opportunity to have it in their respective districts. They have a water press. And I agree with Director Chavez that, you know, that we don't want to shortchange any division. If there's so much to spend in this division or Arcadians, that's the same equal amount should be spent in our respective divisions also. So everybody gets an equal shot at it. So hopefully that those things will come to pass. Once we get settled in our new building, once we get our new staff, and once we get the other staff person, the general counsel person on board. So, yes.
I like the idea of the state of the water district. Perhaps if we do get settled in September, perhaps we have an open house, and that would be a major
Right. I think that we were looking at, we were going to get the Arboretum. I think they, according to Peter, have been gracious enough to allow us the use of that facility for our state of the district, which I think is most appropriate because of the fact that we, you know, green and everything now.
Arcadia always welcomes you.
Arcadia always welcomes you with open arms, thanks to a certain director that's right here. Anyway, so. We could move it to another division. I don't. We put it in Monrovia. In that sense, we're going to be there. That's fine with me. The important thing is to get the information out. It doesn't matter where it's held. I think we have not done a good enough job of telling the public what we do here and who we are. And consequently, we pay the price down the road, especially if it comes to a water bond, it comes to funding for major projects. Most people don't know what we do. So hopefully that'll be something we could work towards. Any future agenda items? Other than what Director Robinson suggested and Director Felling suggested something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just said people don't know what we do. We funded $125,000 for ads in the paper for the last 10 years. You know, I've been voting against it. I mean, how come they don't know what we do?
Is that a future agenda item, sir?
We spent $1 million trying to tell people what we do. And
okay. Anything else on yes, sir?
Integrated resources plan? Uh-huh. Bring that back next week?
Bring it back, yes. We need to move on it. Okay. Do we have a closed session item, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, then, so we're not adjourned to closed session, and we'll resume our regular meetings next time, May 17th.